What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a junior through the University of Jamestown on the Student Senate. We have Amber Dom-Reese joining us, and Amber, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking some time. I'm super excited. We're getting closer to Halloween, and the Student Senate gets very busy around this time of the year with your University of Jamestown Trick or Can. And Amber, for people who maybe have not heard of Trick or Can and what it is and what the Student Senate does with this, could you tell us what Trick or Can is?
Yeah, so in years past, we're really excited that we have the opportunity to do it this year as well. We're just going to be going around trick-or-treating basically for canned food items for community action. And this is a recurring thing that we've been doing every year, and the community has been awesome in participating in it. So we're really excited that we're going to be able to do it this year.
Yeah, super exciting. And we're going to talk about how people who are at home, how they can prepare for it, how they can make a donation. But how does this work, Amber? It sounds like you guys get teams together, and not just Student Senate, but you get a lot of students involved in this, right?
Yeah. So student orgs can make a team, or like the track team is very participative, and the basketball team. So we just kind of stay in our groups, and then we have our designated areas in the Jamestown community that we'll go through neighborhoods for, and just knocking on doors and asking for food items. But this year with COVID, it looks a lot different. So we're taking precautions for that. So all of us will be wearing masks. We'll be divvied up, so there will only be two people traveling to each home at a time. And we'll have boxes that we'll just set on your front porch. And we'll knock on the door, maintain social distancing, sure, and allow you guys to just set food items into the boxes.
Awesome. So you guys are staying safe, making sure everybody else is staying safe. And Amber, obviously, that's a big area you guys have to cover, all those teams and everything. So what are some things people at home can do if they want to participate in this? What are some things they can do to prepare for you guys when you come out?
Even to better maintain social distancing, if you want to just set out canned food items or non-perishable food items on your front porch during this time, then that works too. Then it's awesome. Safer. We don't have to maintain contact with you. Or we do have some other opportunities. We will have a box placed in the Ryland Fine Arts Center on campus, just in the main entryway, for you to place canned food items whenever you want to.
Perfect.
And next Thursday, October 29th, during the men's basketball game, we will have a box if you want to bring in canned food items as well.
That is awesome. A lot of ways that we can participate in this. Again, Amber Dom-Reese joining us here on Let's Talk About It, a junior at the University of Jamestown. UJ Trick or Can, this is coming up October 25th. What time are you guys heading out so they know when they need to have this stuff ready?
6 to 8 p.m.
All over Jamestown. So if you see students running from door to door, reverse trick-or-treating, I guess, almost in a way, that's what they're doing. And then at the end of the night, Amber, is really exciting. You guys get together, do some counting, and prepare to donate, right?
Yep. It is a little competition between the teams, so we like to have a good time with it.
Perfect. Very good. So again, get your non-perishables, get them ready. Set them by the door. Be prepared to answer the door on October 25th between 6 to 8 for the University of Jamestown students. Amber, anything else about Trick or Can or anything else with the Student Senate you want to mention right now?
No, I think that's about it.
So October 25th, circle it on your calendar. Amber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.